from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, of Uruguayan players going into the stands and interacting, if you will, with Colombian supporters. You obviously see things being thrown, including fists and punches and beverages and garbage. And unfortunate scenes in Charlotte, that after the final whistle right now of Uruguayan players.
So that was after the match last night. That was a big story in the sports world, was the Uruguay players going into the stands. Brought back a lot of memories for people. I think of Malice at the Palace. I saw a lot of people tweeting about that. They might have actually had a very good reason, though, for going in, if they're being truthful, which is that there was not a lot of security there at that game last night, and that their families were getting pelted with things by Colombian fans. So they went into the crowd basically to defend their families, is basically what they're saying. You know, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but that's their defense. If that's true, then, you know, I'm not going to, you know, rant and rave about them doing it. They didn't also, like, it was not like Ron Artest and Steven Jackson, like, knocking people out. Like, they very much looked like they were in a defensive pose. So that was a big story last night. Would obviously remember Malice at the Palace and the reaction to that, right?
I do. I was living in Florida at the time. I remember that night. Yeah, it had to be in November, I think. We were at a high school playoff game, I think, the night it happened. Might have been a Friday night. And, yeah, I remember watching it, like, on TV, and holy cow. And then there was a really... Have you seen the documentary on it? The Malice of the...
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
My favorite part of that, I think, is... I think Steven Jackson is telling the story of they get back to the locker room, the Pacers, after everything has just happened. The fight's out on the court, going into the stands. They're getting, you know, they're probably covered in beer at that point because the fans were throwing things. And I love how Steven Jackson tells the story in that he sits down in the locker room after, next to Ron Artest. Their jerseys are like torn apart to shreds. And then Artest, the first thing he says to Jackson when they're in the locker room, he turns to Artest, like straight out of a comedy movie, is, "So you think we're going to get in trouble for this? You think we're going to get in trouble for this?"
Wild.
Was his first question. And weren't they like banned for the year? Probably.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact fallout. There was a lot of discipline handed out.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. So I mentioned when we went to break that Shakir's winning our poll for the most catches Bills fans expect this year.
Interesting.
Which, like, I don't think is impossible at all. Like, I think it's very, it's part of the realistic outcomes, I think, for sure, is that Shakir leads their wide receivers in catches. I wonder, though, is that too much over the middle of the field? Is that too busy there? Because if we think Kincaid is going to be a monster part of this offense, which I do, Shakir's the slot receiver. Like, one thing about, maybe this should be a factor, that, you know, when comparing what he could do to what Beasley did in this offense, playing a very similar position, is Beasley had Dawson Knox, but Dawson Knox was not commanding 100 targets over the middle of the field. Like, how much room is there for a slot receiver to have 100 targets and 80 to 85 catches on a team where the tight end might lead the team?
It's a good question. You know, one thing that I'm thinking about when you're talking about that is, boy, when they had Beasley, right? Like, it just, you know, we could talk a lot about the guys they've had or haven't had, but
yeah.
Doesn't it feel like they've just been missing that, right? Like what he brought.
You know what I mean? They probably thought so. They brought him back 2 years ago.
Yes. And I think that's been the vision for Dalton Kincaid in a different way. In fact, when Dalton Kincaid was drafted, Brandon Bean talked about him being like a Cole Beasley in a different body type.
Right. Yeah, he did. And didn't Beasley, maybe it wasn't that comment. Beasley had something to say about, maybe it was calling Kincaid a wide receiver, or he runs routes like a wide receiver was maybe the thing he had had a problem with.
But I guess the overall point for me is, Joe, man, if they can get back to, if they can find, it doesn't have to look like Cole Beasley, it doesn't have to be Cole Beasley, right? Mm-hmm. But if they can find someone to be able to work the middle of the field the way Cole Beasley was able to work the middle of the field, and that has to come from Kincaid. Now, you can throw Shakir in there. I just don't think he's that kind of player. He might be a nice slot receiver, and he can do some things in there. He is not that type of shifty player like a Cole Beasley is. Even at his size, Dalton Kincaid can be like that, I think. If they can find that kind of player, oh my God, I think that has been what really has been missing from this offense.
Well, that's good. Like, how gettable is that when you don't have a Diggs? You know what I mean? Like, do you want your leading receiver being that way? I know Kincaid will do more things for you than a Beasley did, because I think the role we're talking about is, like, what do you think of with Cole Beasley? It's third and four, and I gotta get the first down. And he was just rock solid in that spot, right? Like, quick little route that he's gonna find the empty space. He's gonna sit down in that area, and Allen's gonna find him. The chemistry was there completely as long as those guys were playing together. Like, Beasley was good at what he was good at, and he didn't really need to do anything else and would put up a giant season. That 2020 year, when the Bills were humming, statistically, it is their best season. Most of their players, like, it's Allen's best year statistically, it was Diggs' best year statistically, and it was Beasley's, with 967 yards, playing a role where you just never see him run routes down the field. You're right to point out Shakir is like a different player, and he even runs routes a little differently, right? Like, it's a different style of athlete than Beasley was.
Shakir can play outside. Like, Cole Beasley can never play outside. You know
right.
What I mean?
Even though it might only be a little bit, like, Beasley couldn't do it at all.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Really.
Right, right. And what I mean by that is, like, because of his, he's not a pure just slot receiver,
yeah.
Get to a certain spot and turn around. Like, Beasley, Brandon Bean has talked about this, and I like the way he describes it. Like, there's, like, not many guys as good as Cole Beasley at the top of the route. That's where the difference is. When you get to the top of the route and you can turn around and go a certain way, being able to understand where that is and how to do it with your body and be in position to make the catch in all aspects, that's the difference. Like, when you think about a slot receiver, don't think of a slot receiver. I'm saying this to all the fans that you kind of have it in their mind, like, what that should look like. There, you can run to a spot. You can always run to a spot. Like, you say, okay, like, you're going to the middle of the field, you're running down the seam, whatever. At some point, most slot receivers are going to have a shorter route, usually, than anybody on the outside, usually. So when you get to that spot, it's what you do when you get there and you turn around and you understand how to maneuver yourself to the left or the right of a defender or in that spot and then turn around, see the quarterback, move left, move right, all of those things. That's what Cole Beasley's great at. It's not just getting to a spot. It's once you get there, what do you do to make yourself available for the quarterback? That's what made him special, Joe.
Yeah. And there's a nuance to that that you might think Kincaid will get better at after his rookie season. Right? I mean, you would hope so. That's some of the stuff you're talking about is what I think of for Kelce and Mahomes.
Right? Yes, 100%.
And they are so 100%. Dialed in with each other on that front all the time.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's maybe the number one reason Kelce puts up the numbers he does. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's an all-time great, but, I mean, that's what it is. And you want Kincaid to give you that. I mean, really, yeah. I know our poll's about wide receivers. It's maybe wrong to keep comparing to, like, especially that 2020 Bills offense that had monster numbers all over the place. It's, they just have different players. They have different styles of players. Right, like, they don't really have a guy like Diggs right now. They're trying to, I think they're going to effort to recreate the Diggs production in a different way. I think you're kind of pointing to, well, Beasley too. Beasley was second on that team in receiving in every category except touchdowns. And they are maybe trying to recreate his production, but, you know, in a different body type for Beasley. So, you know, like, maybe this is a trap sometimes of, like, hey, you got to replace Diggs with a Diggs. You got to replace Beasley with a Beasley. You got to replace John Brown with a John Brown. And the Bills currently have a fleet of weapons that, you know, back to Coleman's comment yesterday, it's kind of a cliche for him to just say, like, well, I'm not Gabe, I'm not Steph, I'm Keon. But I guess that kind of is their receiving room. Like, Curtis Samuel is not like any receiver they've had. And Coleman, I think I want to say, maybe he's closer to Davis, but because of the jump ball ability and yards after catch, now I think I want to say Coleman, too, is a receiver that they haven't really had before. And Kincaid, you know, similarly, like, he's a type of tight end they haven't had before. So I guess the overall point there is you want them to have the same numbers and them to be as good as that Bills offense that looked unstoppable a couple of years ago, but the types of receivers they have right now are very different types than what they had then.
Right, and this whole receiving core has been kind of the vision, the build here, without Diggs and Davis, is to have all guys, a lot of guys who can do all these different things, right? Like, even Curtis Samuel. Like, Curtis Samuel is a former running back, right? We know that. We went over his carries.
Yep.
Curtis Samuel can play outside, he can play inside. Is he Cole Beasley? No, of course not. But he's the kind of receiver that if you have to put him in the slot, because you have a certain formation and say, you know what, that's a good matchup, and we could take advantage of this linebacker here with Curtis Samuel and get him the ball early in the down. Like, that's what they're trying to go to. They're trying to go to, and I've tried to explain to, again, when people say, like, hey, what is happening here? No Diggs, no Davis. The Bills have tried to build an offense where when a defensive coordinator walks into a meeting room on Tuesday or Wednesday with his players for a game plan, he can't just put the Bills' offense up on a board with names and say, this is where they're going to line up and this is how we're going to defend them. What they're trying to do is, when that defensive coordinator walks into a room, Joe, he's going to say, look, guys, we don't know where these guys are going to line up. We better be ready for him over here and him over here and him over here. And then 5 plays later, they're going to completely switch it up. Like, that's what I think they're trying to do.
803-0550 is the phone number. Shakir leading that poll we put up. Who's going to lead the Bills receivers, wide receivers, in catches this year? When we come back, there's a college football coach that said something I thought was insane. When we come back, I want to get Sal's take on the reaction to Mike Gundy having an interesting comment yesterday in the world of college football. Also, there's something on the video game that I want to point out as well, which is coming up. Ooh, when does the video game come out? I think it's the 15th. I should know this because it's like a national holiday to college football fans that grew up playing that game and hasn't been out for 10 years. It's Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, 8 o'clock. Alexa Ross will join us on the Colts and Caitlin Clark as well. But Indy on the Bills schedule this year, and they've got a lot of question marks. So we'll get to that at 8 here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.